Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? And welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And today we're coming at you with another Mindset Mastery Monday Motivation. Okay. So I have the privilege of being in Washington State, and it is chilly out here, and I've never been to Washington before. Been to Washington, D.C., but never been to Washington State. And just being out here, having the opportunity to be here with my father and the Publish Me Now University team, it's an honor because my dad has booked a private coaching session, and now we're here spending some intimate time working with a particular coach, and us taking that time working with him, getting insight on the business, getting insight on how we can scale the business. But ultimately, the focus is just growth. And in order for us to grow, just as each of us listening to the podcast, we have to learn to eliminate some other things that are hindering our growth, right? So today's focus, I want to talk about spring cleaning. Spring cleaning. And I want to give us just four quick points and get ready to get out of here. The first point, when it comes to spring cleaning, we all know, depending on how you grew up, being in the household with my father during the school year, he would turn up loud music. Sometimes it was country, and I was not a fan at all. Not the biggest fan of country at that time. However, now, I can appreciate a few different country music tracks and different things like that. But then, no, sir. I don't want to hear any country music at all, right? He would turn the music up loud, and we began to clean our rooms, began to go out, mow the lawn, began to clean the bathroom, and different things like that. And I always remember that because my brother would never want to clean the bathroom. He would always say, John, if you clean the bathroom for me, then I'll give you blank, okay? So I always said, I don't have no trouble cleaning the bathroom. I'll clean it, whatever. And then he would like give me some money or give me some candy, whatever the thing would may be. And this was the time when we would clean out our closet. We'd clean out trash and we'd make space for everything else that needed to be brought into the house or ultimately just to be clean in the house. And the same thing operates for you and your business, for you and your life. And the first thing I want to just challenge you on freeing up, it's your mindset. So wherever you have a negative mindset or wherever you have a negative thought, a positive thought can't compete with that because there's no space for that thought to be manifest. So those times where you have those thoughts and where you begin to attack yourself saying, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, I'm nervous, I'm fearful. What will other people think about me if I stand up and do blank, right? So I want the first thing for us to understand is we have to begin to eliminate those negative thoughts in our mind so that our mindset begins to be freed up. You all know how the saying goes on the podcast. The saying is plain and simple. I say, speak your success, believe in your greatness. So that's a mindset shift when you begin to believe and begin to move forward from that train of thought. You believe, then you create the life and business of your dreams. So friends, the mindset is the first thing that we have to get rid of with spring cleaning, the mindset. Next, we begin to shift from just the mindset. Then it's like, okay, well, what else can we eliminate? Once our mindset begins to shift, then it's our habits. Our habits begin to shift. Habits. Habits. Those things are the things that you do on a daily basis. The habits are those things that you know that you've been doing, maybe intentionally, maybe unintentionally, But ultimately, with the habits, continuing to go with those habits, right? Because creating healthy habits might look like, okay, I'm going to do the keto diet, even though I know I want to eat a big old fatty, juicy burger. I want to eat 2 scoops of ice cream, but instead I'm going to go with the yogurt, with the Froyo. You begin to make these intentional decisions that after a while you see how you began to feel based on these decisions that you've made. So the second thing we have to eliminate is unhealthy habits. I've talked about that a lot on this podcast because each and every one of us, we do something or we do some things that we know aren't good for us long term. However, in the moment and in the instant, they feel good. Sometimes it might be you allowing that person to call you late at night, and then you go over there, and whatever you do at night, that's your business. I'm not here to judge because I've been that person. I've been the person to make the call. I've been on both sides. Anyway, we're going to shift from that. Whoa. But just understanding that the more that we allow certain habits, the more that we allow certain people to treat us a certain way, that's what will continue. So let's shift our mindset, canceling out those negative thoughts, affirming ourselves. I'm a believer of the Bible, so therefore I can affirm myself in scripture. I can affirm myself in the Bible telling us, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a woman thinketh, so is she. So therefore, whatever I begin to think, that's what I will ultimately manifest. And I would encourage you the same, just understanding that the Bible also says the power of life and death lie within your tongue. That's why I talk about speaking your success and believing your greatness, because whatever you speak, life or death, it falls back on me. Then the belief, as a man thinketh, so is he. If I think that I'm going to be successful, if I think that I have the ability to create something world changing, if I think that I have the ability to impact millions of lives, then I go out and I create the life and business of my dreams. John, how do you impact millions of lives? How do you speak? Take time intentionally creating presentations. Take time by creating courses. Take time by writing a book. Take time by coaching individuals. And that's why now, if you would be interested in just doing a next level coaching session with me, I would encourage you to go on my website, JonathanJonesSpeaks/next level. Because I don't want individuals to get caught up getting trapped in their mind. I don't want anyone to get caught up and get lost with the bad habits. The last thing, relationships. I want you to understand relationships. What relationships do you need to eliminate? Like I just said before, there are some of us that allow people to just call us when it's the wee hours of the morning. There are some of us that allow us, there are some of us that allow certain people to call us and talk to us any kind of way, treat us any kind of way, and then we just respond all because of the simple fact that we don't value ourselves enough. So in honor of spring cleaning, it's time for you to shift your mindset. It's time for you to shift habits. And lastly, it's time for you to shift relationships. There are people that are around you, that are in your circle, that are dragging you down, that they're always trying to pull you to places that you have no desire to go. They're always trying to get you to give in and do things that you have no desire to do. It's time for you to shift your circle. It's time for you to elevate your influence. And it's time for you to do some spring cleaning. This has been a Monday Motivation Mindset Mastery. And friends, just like I said before, if you would like to connect with me, or I would just love to hear more about you, hear more from you, hear what your dreams are, hear what your goals are, hear what your desires are, be sure to visit the link down in the show notes or go to my website, JonathanJonesSpeaks.com/next level. And I would love to have a next level coaching conversation with you. Just see how I can serve and support you. Of course, if you'd like to follow the podcast, SYS Podcast 1 on all social media platforms. And friends, it's TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?